Finally, you're late. You were supposed to be here 15 minutes ago. Honestly, showing up late after I was generous enough to take time out of my day to tutor you, you've got some nerve. I don't want to hear your excuses. Come on, we're going up to my room. My parents? They're not here. They usually work late. Yeah, whatever. Okay, here we are. My room. And don't get any funny ideas, okay? If you try anything stupid, I'll throw you out the window. And let me remind you, we're on the second floor. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. Anyways, sit down over there. No, we're not sitting down next to each other. You sit there, I sit here. Okay, take out your book. Now show me how much you did so far. Seriously? That's as far as you've gotten? Well, I guess I'll give you some credit for at least getting that far by yourself. Let me see. That answer is wrong. So's that one. That one's not even close. Whatever. It's fine. At least I have an idea of what I'm working with now. Let's get started, shall we? Now, for starters, let me show you where you went horrendously wrong with question 3. You, being the Einstein that you are, carried the wrong number. You're supposed to carry this one. Okay, so if you add those up and multiply it by 3, what do you get? Wow, look at that. There just might be hope for you yet. I don't sound so proud. This is basic stuff. You should have learned this in high school. A break? Yeah, I guess now's as good a time as any. But I'm not saying we should take one for your sake. If any of us needs a break, it's me. Teaching you is the most exhausting thing I've ever been tasked with. Thanks. For what? For taking the time to tutor you? Well, at least you know how to express gratitude. What? Don't get so full of yourself. I'm only doing this because you were practically begging me. You were all, please, please, please tutor me. I'll pay you. Yeah, I'm doing it because you offered to pay me, obviously. You thought I was doing it because we're friends. Since when? We're not friends. Why would I be friends with an idiot like you? Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? Home? Why? Are you seriously giving up already? You're sorry? For what? For burdening me? And making me waste my time on you? Wait, are you crying? Oh. Oh no. I went too far, didn't I? I went way too far this time. Hey, please don't cry. I'm so, so sorry. I shouldn't have treated you like that. And I shouldn't have said those horrible things to you. No, you're not wasting my time. You haven't made much progress? That's not true at all. You're doing well. It's not your fault that you're not doing better. It's mine. I should have been less strict with you and more patient. Instead of just criticizing and insulting you when you got things wrong, I should have explained it better and walked you through it. What do you mean you'll never get anywhere in life? Of course you will. You're amazing. You're funny. You're talented. You're charming. And I know I've been calling you an idiot all day, but really, you're actually smart and a quick learner. And like I said, it's my fault that you're making slower progress today. Why do I act that way towards you? Well, I guess I have to come clean now. I have a crush on you. Yeah, really. I have for a while, but I was too embarrassed to tell you. You see, the reason I act this way towards you is, well, I was in a relationship a while ago with someone who I really admired, but things, they ended very sourly, and I decided to shut my heart off from everyone else. The way that person treated me made everything difficult for me to truly open up to others. And so instead, I hid my heart behind this cold, harsh demeanor. I act fine around my so-called friends and most other people who are close to me because I'm not trying to trust them. I can easily tell that they're not the kinds of people who would have my back, so I'm not bothering to get close to them. But you seem like the type of person that I can actually trust, and that's exactly what makes me so afraid to open up to you. Because that other person seemed trustworthy too. And yet, things ended so badly. I want to trust you, but I'm scared that if I do, things will end just as badly as they did back then. Yes, I'm being honest. Everything I said just now is the absolute truth. I admire you more than anyone else. And I understand if you don't have feelings for me. And I definitely understand if you're upset at me after the way that I treated you all this time. I just had to get this off my chest. Wait, you... What? You accept my feelings? Does that mean you'll give me a chance? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I promise I will never treat you that way again. I will never insult you or say harsh things about you or anything like that ever again. Right from now on, I will open up to you and trust you not to hurt me. Can I kiss you? I mean it though. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Now, how about we finish the tutoring session? All right, let's do this. And by the way, don't worry about paying me for this. No, really, I insist. It's the least I can do to make up for how I treated you. Okay. So, what do you think you do for this question here? Uh-huh. Close, but not quite. Hey, don't beat yourself up, okay? I know I said earlier that this is basic stuff, but it's actually pretty complicated. So, even getting this close is something you should be proud of. Alright, think back a bit to the method I told you about before. Do you remember? Yeah, that's it. So, try using that here. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. See? You got it. You've made so much progress since you got here. Okay. Now this one here. That's right, too. You're such a natural at this now. No need to get so flustered. I just kissed your cheek. Well, either way, it's adorable. Okay, let's see how many of these you can do without my help.